You know, I'm an optimistic person, so there were points when I might have thought it wasn't going to get done, but, you know, the eternal optimist in me always felt like it was going to get done. And even if it did come down to the last minute of the last day, I mean, it's fine with me. I'm glad it worked out and excited for the season now. That's what people have to understand about this. It's, you know, it's a business first, and no one really cares about feelings in the NFL, and that's understandable because, you know, there's a lot of money involved on both sides, and, you know, I'm happy that it got worked out and, you know, just ready for football now. You know, there's added pressure anytime you sign a nice deal because people expect you to live up to it. I won't put any extra added pressure on myself. I like to, you know, take things easy and not take myself too seriously, but at the same time work as hard as I can to be the best kicker that I can. So, you know, I'm sure my teammates expect me to make every kick, and that's my goal. So that's what I'll work to do. It is. I mean, like I was telling my wife earlier today, I mean, this is a moment that, you know, we need to remember how we felt whenever it happened, and it's a moment that we might not see again because you never know what can happen in life and in the NFL especially. So it's an exciting moment for us and for the Jaguars, and thrilled for this to finally happen. For the most part, I have kept in touch with a few guys on the team, and they've kept me up to date with how things are going, but you can't get a sense for exactly how things are going to be until you're in them, and you know, that's the exciting part about it. We have an entirely new coaching staff. We have, I mean, every year there's a turnover in players, and we have a big turnover this year. And so I'm excited to meet my new teammates and, you know, work with the coaching staff that I've never worked with before. And, you know, that's what makes this a really exciting time, not just signing a new contract, but, you know, a lot of new changes, a new owner. We have a lot of things going on in the building to upgrade the facility, and it's exciting. I mean, it's a fun time. My normal routine weekdays is work out in the morning. I kick a couple times a week, normally Tuesday, Thursday. And, I mean, as everyone knows, I'm an avid golfer. So, you know, if the weather's right, then I'm playing golf. I like to stay active, and I can't just sit in the house, even though, you know, I have a great family now and, you know, 11-month-old son. The one thing that this being away from the team did allow me to be able to do was spend a lot of time with them. And, you know, with training camp coming up in 10 days, it's nice to have been able to spend that much time with them and, you know, to see him grow, you know, over the past few months. You know, it was a long, very strange off season, and, you know, to have my team and teammates working here without me, it felt weird, and it felt, you know, like I was, you know, out of sorts and, you know, just completely out of the picture. But, you know, I just had to stay patient over it and trust that the people involved, you know, with my agent and the Jaguars were going to get it done. And that's why we have representatives as players, and that's why the team hires the people they do, because they have to protect their interests, and that's completely understandable. I don't think it would have been a distraction. I had said something to Tanya, actually, a while back about it possibly, you know, affecting the way I play. But I kind of regretted saying that because I don't ever think like that. I'm not a person that – I don't really read into too many things when it comes to sports. People make too many excuses, in my opinion, and – people are superstitious for the wrong reasons. I think when you are superstitious, then you're leaving yourself excuses that shouldn't be there. So I wasn't going to tank the season by any means or be worried that I wouldn't play good. It would have created, I mean, you know, a little bit of an elephant in the room. I mean, I know this because I've spoken to other players that have been in that situation, and that's fine. That's the business part of it that you have to deal with if you get franchise tagged and you play out the season. But fortunately, we got through that. I'll probably go to the house, and, you know, we might open a bottle of wine and cook some dinner and celebrate, you know, as a family. But I think we might get some friends together this weekend and celebrate a little before training camp.